You always start that.
Baba Satsang, December 26, 2017.
So the topic that has been requested is about the relationship of the natural world to human development in all spheres. So human beings are a part of an integrated whole, they have an integrated relationship with all life. So the animals, the plants, the other planets, the stars, all are in a relationship. All of life is one integral, integrated whole. Life and death are mysteries to people. Why are you born? Why do you die? What happens when you die? These are the mysteries of human life. But if one removes oneself from one's ordinary perspective and steps back, if you step back away from your life, you begin to see that life and even death are a part of a pattern in which you are one thread among millions and billions of threads. And that thread weaves into visibility in the physical world and weaves out of visibility in the physical world, and into visibility and out of visibility. But the thread never ends. It is continuous. Even when you cannot see it in the physical world, it just continues on the other side, and then again comes into visibility, and then again continues on the other side, as it weaves in the cosmic pattern of the universe. And as this weave is going on, life in all its forms, whether in the visible world or in the invisible world, continues to thrive, grow, and develop. For the cosmic essence exists in all of life. When human beings are isolated, only relating to other human beings and the creations that human beings have made, they become as a particular color woven in the tapestry. They become a solid color, separate from all the other existence. And the danger of this type of weave is that there is a forgetfulness that can occur. The living beings think this is all that exists. Human society, human life is all that exists. And they forget the vast expanse and the variety of colors and forms in the created universe. They see only their own reflection again and again and again. And what happens is that an unrealistic perspective can develop, one in which human beings are paramount and there is ignorance of the real nature and status of human life. There is ignorance of the fact that human beings are but a part of a vast weave of creation, and they do not comprise the main part of that creation, nor are they autonomous and independent. Human beings are dependent upon the entire weave of life. Without the other elements, they would cease to exist. Human beings would die instantly without the sun, without the existence of the plants, even without the trees to produce oxygen. Human beings would die. Human beings are a part of an integrated move, a flow, and they exist upon a singular structure, a living structure, the planet Earth. In fact, human beings are a part of the Earth they live upon. They are not separate from the Earth, but they are the evolutionary manifestation of Earth's movement towards consciousness. The bodies that are inhabited, that come from the Earth, they are made of the soil and components of the Earth. They come into existence. They are part of the Earth upon which they have been formed. And so, as physical beings, you are part of this Earth. You are not separate. You are the evolving manifestation of the planet itself. And the planet is a part of the sun from which it has come. And the sun is a part of the galaxy in which it has been formed. And that is a part of the universe. So out of the one has come the many. All being a part of something larger than themselves. And this is only the physical bodies. And the small beings, such as this little one, they are of the same as you. They are a part of you also, and you are a part of them. The trees, the animals, they are all the expressions of the earth evolving. The consciousness that's abiding in each and every living being, from the simple tree to the great redwood, the ancient trees who are wise and intelligent, from the simple invertebrate to the complex mammals, all are a part of a living whole. They are consciousness moving towards awakening, taking different forms, evolving through the pull of consciousness to move from matter to essence. All are a part of an integrated whole. The tapestry of life is vast and varied. People who only abide in their cities, surrounded by their belongings, riding in their cars, they occasionally may see the rain or feel the rain or feel the sunshine. But apart from that, they have little relationship to the weave of life in which they are an integral part. So they become deluded. They think they are the center of everything. They think human life is all important. And they become cruel because they do not understand that all the living beings are as they are, part of the weave of life, all evolving, growing towards the one. So the human beings can become cruel, insensitive in their ignorance. There was a time when human beings engaged in slavery, taking captives and making them slaves to the will of their masters, even designating certain nations or certain races as less than human, to be enslaved and treated as property. This human beings are able to do because they separate themselves from other, and they see the other as something apart, something different, and they take away all the humanity in their minds, in their mental sphere, and the other becomes less than human. And so human beings are capable to treat the other with most cruelty and use the other in mean ways. These actions come back to people. They are not without a price. But their cause is ignorance, because people have separated themselves from other, whether it be another race, another nationality, or another life form. A cat, a dog, a cow, a tree. The other becomes something not a part of you. So you feel it is something that can be exploited, and you fail to recognize it is part of the weave which you are a part of. In an equal standing with you, all the colors and shapes and forms in the weave of creation make an integrated whole. There is no judgment as to what one is better or worse. They are part of a continuum. But in human minds, better and worse, in and out, acceptable and unacceptable, part of my group and part of other, who can be exploited, used, dominated, abused, because they are not human, though they may even be in human form. This psychology comes from human beings gathering in their collective, separating themselves from the rest of life, separating themselves from even other human beings in other nations, other races, isolating themselves into their own group, separating themselves from animals, from trees, from plants. They begin to see the rest of the world as something to exploit. This psychology is extremely dangerous, not only to those who are exploited, but to the exploiters. There are repercussions of the actions done. All actions have reactions. That is karma. exploitation breeds exploitation. The exploiter becomes the exploited. All beings love their life. All beings want to find happiness. All beings want to find love, unconditional love. When a being is very wounded, they will turn from their exploit of love and become destructive. They will tear at the fabric of life. They will create violence and wars. Why? Because their hearts are wounded. Because they cannot feel their longing for love. And they are so upset that the love they want, they cannot have, that they resort to extreme violence, to express their unhappiness. And so rather than support the fabric of life, they try to tear it asunder. There are two causes for this. The first and foremost is ignorance. They have not learned their interwoven, interconnected relationship with all life. They have not learned that there is no other, that all are a part of your family. The little rabbit, the kitty cat, the dog, the trees, the grass. Everything is a part of your family. You are a part of this world. All the races, all the different peoples, they are a part of your spiritual family. There is no one who is not a part, nothing, no living being. Even the rocks, they are alive. They are part of the earth. The earth lives. It doesn't walk around on legs. It doesn't communicate with words, but it lives. It lives in consciousness. Consciousness in quietness.
Connection failed.
Can you hear? Consciousness in quietness goes on. In all life. So the first cause is ignorance of this essential nature. The second cause is a deep wounding of the heart. Perhaps there are loved ones who have been lost. Wrong has been done to you. These deep woundings to individuals and to groups of individuals cause reactions in the minds of the people. If it is just one person, the reaction is small. But if it is a whole group of people, the reaction becomes a psychic reaction in the group, which inevitably leads to a warlike behavior of the collective and aggression towards other that which they perceive as other and as enemy. So throughout human history, one group will attack another. That group, in its wounding and ignorance, considers the group that attacked other and wants their revenge, they attack. And like this, back and forth throughout the human history, this has gone on. And at its base is ignorance and the inability to have compassion. Human beings face a choice now. To go on in this same psychology or to change. If they go on in the same psychology, they will not go on for long because they need to evolve to survive. And this psychology, which has been a psychology of survival, will not be a psychology of survival of the future. It will be a psychology of extinction if it is not checked. The future of human beings lies in their ability to dissolve the concept of other and to recognize their integrated, interwoven relationship with all of life. And to be a part of the solution rather than the problem. To be connected to life. To acknowledge the interwoven pattern of the universe and how they weave in with all of the living beings. Then the human beings will evolve to the next level. The form may remain to look the same, but fundamental changes will take place, and eventually they will even be reflected in the physical form. So the natural world, as it is called, but it is no more natural than anything else. You are natural. The cat is natural. The dog is natural. The trees are natural. The mountains are natural. The earth is natural. All is natural. There is no natural world apart from you. You are a part of the natural world. The natural world is all that is produced in the cosmos. Living beings evolve and grow. They weave into visibility, out of visibility, into visibility. As they evolve and grow, their forms change. But it is one integrated whole. And human beings having contact with other living beings in other forms, with human beings of other races, other cultures, with those who are of different forms in the animal kingdom, those who are of different forms in the plant kingdom, when that integrated relationship is there, human beings expand. They recognize they are a part of something larger, and they honor that larger whole. And when that happens, evolution takes place. All right. Namaskar. Mm-hmm.